Who knows what may come next?
Hey, I tell you what, a man who has got a few sleep stories of his own. Nathan
really?
From Faker.
Well, sleepwalking, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nathan. Guys.
Have you been doing any sleepwalking on this tour?
Not so far. Not a lot.
Good. I imagine sleep would be quite important on this tour.
Well, I haven't fallen off anything. Sorry, what?
You haven't fallen off anything either?
No, no.
Because for those people who remember your life history, as we all do quite intimately, of course, a few years ago, you did do some sleepwalking and you fell out of a first-story window or something, didn't you?
Yeah, no, it was really on the ninth floor of a building.
The ninth floor?
The ninth floor?
I didn't fall, like, nine stories. I'd gone to sleep on the roof to watch the sun.
Of course.
Whatever it does in the morning, rise. Mm. Gone for a walk at about 11 a.m. and climbed over something and then landed on the balcony of level 10.
Hang on a second, you're on level 9 and then you landed on level 10.
No, I lived on level 9.
On the
I lived
on
level 9,
there were
10 stories.
It was an Escher building.
Okay, well, you're in Brisbane at the moment, and I guess what is pretty amazing for you guys for Faker is you're doing the support slot for a lady who is kind of breaking all the records for concerts in Australia at the moment.
John Farnham.
Well, very similar.
She's a great dame of Australian music, John Farnham, I tell you. The grand old dame.
You're doing the support slot for Pink. What kind of experience is it?
It's a little bit of jumping through hoops and a little bit of... generally, the vibe on the road's pretty good, but there's a hell of a lot of people working on the tour, you know?
So what's Pink like in the tour van?
she often rides back in our tour van.
Yeah, I bet. Do you actually get to talk to her? I mean, or is it just, messages passed through management?
Yeah, I don't know, the first 5 or 10 shows, not so much. She said hello on the first tour, but kind of now she's kind of, she'll be there and catering and say hello and there's more, I guess, now things are running smoothly, willing to kind of hang out and say hi, and she's pretty down to earth.
On these tours, there's usually, as you say, there's lots of people working. There's always some people who are working for the major band, for the headlining band, that just don't like the support band and just make life hard for you.
And there's often games that are played, aren't there, when you're doing a support slot for a really major artist. Quite often you're only allowed to use a certain number of lights and a like 10% of the PA volume, so that when the main artist comes on, the impact is much greater. Have you had any...
Well, yeah, it's hard to know kind of when at the start of like a run where that's coming from, because you will get a certain set of things that you can and can't do, and you go, oh, that feels ridiculous. Is it ridiculous? Mm-hmm. Is that something that this guy has said in their touring party and it's kind of come to us, or is that or does it actually benefit somebody?
So Nathan, what about your patented climbing? Because we know that Pink does quite a bit of climbing as well. Is she intimidated by yours?
I don't know.
Because when Dave Jory supported Weird Al Yankovic, there was a rule on his contract, no musical parodies.
Is that right?
So basically you're not allowed to ape on his his shtick.
No piano accordion.
So have you been told you're not allowed to climb things?
No trapeze.
In the first couple of shows, there was some limitations put on the areas of the stage that we or I could use. You're not allowed to climb on the side fill, so I climb on Nick's amp.
Which is like a trapeze.
When he plays guitar now, so it's a smaller amp.
Yeah, it's different, but yeah.
Yeah, now you're in Brisbane this morning because you played Brisbane last night. Are you going to get a chance to hang out in the beautiful city of Brizzy? Go for a bit of...
Yeah, I got a really good chance to hang out yesterday, and actually the weirdest thing about this tour is it's like 2 days on, a day off, 2 days on, a day off, 2 days on, a day off, and so it feels so stop-start, but one of the benefits of that is actually getting to spend time in the cities that we go to all the time.
Does it feel like you stop, it isn't going?
Robbie!
Oh, dear.
But this whole interview, we don't really want to talk to you. It's an elaborate scam, so Robbie got a chance to make that little joke, and now it's been fulfilled. We may as well just hang up on you, Nathan, because you've played your role as Patsy this morning.
But before we
for our comic
no,
efforts.
We will not do that, because before we let you go, look, I've been looking on your website, and there are a couple of new faces in Faker. Are there a couple of new tunes with Faker? Mm.
Yeah, we've been furiously writing, or I've been writing and demoing and kind of started work on our next record. And once we get through this Pink Hoopla, we're going to kind of just knuckle down and finish it. What do I sound like?
You sound like you're falling asleep.
Are you getting tattooed?
I'm pacing on my balcony in brightly coloured underwear.
If anyone's driving past a Brisbane hotel and sees a gentleman on the phone in brightly coloured underwear,
honk if you're horny.
Give him a honk.
Honk if you're horny. And I've had trouble with the stop comment.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
What floor are you on, Nathan?
Hey, great to chat to you, Nathan. We look forward to hearing some new Fake before very long. Let's take you back to the one night stand in Collie last year, where you guys were on stage with underpants and other clothing.
Bye, Nathan.
See you, mate.
Bye. Just have fun.
Thank you. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.